you made strides at today. Obviously, a little bit breaks the play, maybe a little bit better in the strike zone. It helps you kind of get where you need to be.
Yeah, I know I still don't have a ton on the fastball, but I felt like I spotted it up a little better today. They had to respect it and just landed all five pitches for strikes.
When we talk to Holly about it, we get a lot of explanation about working through some stuff with kind of all the vagary that entails. Mm. Do you feel like whatever that is that you're getting there, like if you feel the progress being made when you're on the mound at least?
Yeah, I mean, try to separate it as best I can between early work and actually being on the mound. I still have faith that it's going to come around. I don't know when that's going to be, but I'm just going to keep competing until it does.
How can the young guys on this staff learn from what Lance Lynn's doing? You know, I mean, six strikeouts today and wet out there. He only gave up one hit, but he's moving it around and, you know, keeping hitters off stride.
I think the biggest thing is he's just Lance. He goes out there and competes his tail off no matter the situation, no matter the weather. He controls what he can control. You know, we saw it in L.A. We had the bases loaded and really good stuff out of him to get out of spots like that. And that's the Lance we expect. Just commits his tail off.
Him and Sonny, are they the contagious type where it can spread throughout a staff?
Absolutely. I think this whole pitching staff is. I think all the guys we brought in, they're all gritty. They're all they're tough guys.
Mm-hmm. Jackie, you said you try to keep, the synchronized stuff and separate from game time. How do you keep that from changing how you attack hitters, like knowing that, you don't necessarily have the fastball that you'd like to have?
I mean, we don't have a radar gun in the bullpen, so just try to get synced up and command some stuff in the bullpen and get loose and be ready to go and then read swings from there on out.
Today, were you able to get as many strikeouts as you had? Is that just a matter of being able to command your off-speed stuff? Is it part of the aggressiveness of the lineup? Six, and I think it was three innings.
I mean, that's just a result of getting ahead and then taking advantage of some two-strike opportunities. Missed a few, but was able to execute on a lot of them, and that's the way it goes sometimes.
Zach, I know starting is the ultimate goal, but I mean, just with the performance you were able to put together today, how much pride do you take in being kind of that go-to guy to that bullpen that can give those extra innings and really save bullpens moving forward?
I mean, I'll be whatever I need to be to help this team win. I love this clubhouse. I love these guys. If that means I need to be the long guy, if it means I need to fill in for starts, whatever it may be, I'm just going to go out there and compete and try to put up zeros for these guys, give them a chance.
What is it with the velo? Is it mechanics? Is it timing? How would you define, maybe the downward in velo?
Well, if I knew exactly what it was, I would have fixed it by now, and I'd be throwing 97 again. But trust in the process. I've got a few things I've been working on, a couple things guys have seen, and we're just going to keep chugging away at it.